Now we want to begin at verse 17. Now this is a very important epistle, as I'm sure that you've discovered. We're in this section where the theme is suffering and the Scriptures, that the Word of God ministers to you in your life, and that there's no other way, as we've seen, for God to take the dross out of your life any more than you could take the dross out of gold, except by putting it in the crucible and heating it red hot. And then it's melted, and the dross can be taken off, and it'll be a fine object. I had the privilege of seeing the crown jewels in the Tower of London, and the beautiful gold crown there set with diamonds. As I looked at it, I thought, well, that gold had come out of the ground. It was just ore. And my, what it had been through before it can be in a crown and be there to thrill the tourists that came by and took a look at it. Now, God put you and me through that, and that's the only way He can develop us. Now, this idea today that there's some little shortcut and you can take some little course and you're going to become some wonderful Christian. Now, I'm here to say something very unpopular again, but it must be repeated. Somebody needs to say it. The only way for God to fashion you and me is to put us on the anvil of life and bring us to a red-hot heat and then to beat us into the shape that He wants us in. That's His method, and He says that He uses it. He doesn't apologize for it, and He never asked me to apologize for Him, so I won't apologize for Him. I just say that's His method today. And we have too many phony, so-called spiritual folk that feel like they're adequate today. And they're as phony as a $3 bill. They don't know what it is to suffer. They don't know what it is to endure pain. And yet they feel like that they're living Christian life at the very top. My friend, God's method is to put you in the crucible of life. Now will you listen to Him here as He continues to speak about these things that have to do with the nitty-gritty things of life. And He says, "And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons," and here again Paul has said it, James has said it, now Peter says it, that God doesn't respect persons. None of us are God's little pets that He's going to keep a nursing bottle in our mouths all the time and burping us all the time. Listen to Him. "And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear," my friend, in view of the fact that God's going to judge your work as a Christian. This hasn't anything to do with your salvation. It has something to do with your Christian life, down here where you're living it. Now, in view of the fact that, I tell you, it ought to cause some of us to become very sober-minded and to give a little more attention to the life that we are living today and make sure that we're not superficial, that this smile that we have on our face all the time and that we're attempting to produce joy and radiate happiness and sunshine everywhere that we go. My friends, the gospel is not sprinkling rose water on a bunch of dead weeds. The gospel today transforms lives and brings life to you. As we have seen, we have a living hope that rests upon the resurrection of Christ, which means He's alive up yonder today at God's right hand.